And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Light of the World is Jesus. I'm going to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, at verse 2. Before we read the scripture, I'd like for you to pause whatever you're doing right now and share with us in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee today on this anniversary Sunday for the freedom and the opportunity and the privilege of voicing the gospel. We thank Thee for the many days that our church has stood in this community as a lighthouse upon a hill, guiding men to Christ and pointing them to heaven. It would be our prayer today on this anniversary broadcast and through the services of this anniversary day that the Holy Spirit might bless and strengthen our hearts. Give us a greater vision than we've ever had before. We pray for everyone listening by radio at this moment. Truly, Thou dost know every heart. Thou knowest those who are burdened down with the cares and problems of life. Thou knowest those who are nearest the end of the way, some ready to end it all right now. Heavenly Father, we pray that Thou wouldst give them courage and strength, and help them by faith to see that Christ has the answer and the Bible is the way out from this dark and disillusioned world in which we live. Grant, O God, a special blessing upon everyone who listens today is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, at verse 2, the prophet writes, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Out of my text come three things that I believe should strengthen us in this hour in which we live. I note, first of all, a people in darkness. Second, the shadow of death. And third, a great light. We're living in a world of darkness in 1974. There is the darkness of sin, the darkness of economic reverses, the darkness of crises all over the nation, and corruption in government, corruption in education, corruption in religion. All of these things present a dark picture. When Isaiah wrote this prophecy 750 years before Christ was born, God gave him the insight into a person who was coming. And that person is also spoken of down at verse 6 in this chapter. Listen to these verses. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with justice and judgment from henceforth, forever and forever. Thus saith the Lord." Isaiah prophesied of the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. The prophecy of Isaiah has often been referred to as the gospel of Christ according to Isaiah. Here in this ninth chapter, Isaiah looks into the future and prophesies that in the midst of a dark world, a great light would shine. And that light would come in the person of Jesus Christ, the greater Son of David, the Son of the Highest, the eternal Son of God. These verses then tell us that there is hope. Even in the midst of all the despair, even in the midst of death, there is the hope of life. In the midst of darkness, there is the hope of a light to come. And I am happy to report to you that that light has dawned. That light has come. Jesus Christ has come into the world as the sacrifice for men's sins. And one day, almost 2,000 years ago, outside the walls of that ancient city of Jerusalem, our Lord Jesus Christ offered Himself as a substitute for every member of Adam's race. And He brought about God's way of salvation. And today, if you're in darkness, the light of Christ can shine upon you. Let us notice first of all that Jesus Christ is the light of the intellectual world. We read in Colossians chapter 2 at verse 3, "In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." All of the knowledge of the world is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the bright and morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can ever get the light of God until he comes first of all to Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter what your education is. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have. Scholarship without the Savior is minus. Scholarship without Christ is nothing. It doesn't matter how many schools you've been to and how many books you've read and how much philosophy of the world system that you embrace. Unless you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will die in your intellectual darkness and go into eternity without hope and without God and without Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ then brings to the intellect a light that learning and human wisdom and philosophy cannot bring. Only Christ can bring a light to the darkened intellectual system of our world today. Secondly, we note that Jesus Christ is the light of the social world. Look all about you today. Have you ever known our society to be in the darkness that it's in today? There's the darkness of drug addiction. There's the darkness of sexual perversion, pornography, divorce, abortion. All of these things bring a cloud of darkness over our social world. And beloved, the only answer to the social evils of this world system is the gospel of redeeming grace, Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, risen, and coming again. There is no way out of the social fix that we're in except through the Lord Jesus Christ. I read in John 8:12 where Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Outside Christ there is only darkness. Without God, there is only despair. Even in the world of society in which we live, that has reached many advances, that has climbed the ladder of accumulation of wealth and education and knowledge and goods and materialism and gold and silver, none of these can redeem. None of these can save. None of these can forgive. Only Christ in the world of society is the answer to the ills and the sicknesses and the diseases that we have socially today. There have been a lot of people who thought if they could only upgrade man's environment, that they could upgrade man. But beloved, the only way to upgrade the environment is to begin on the man. And the only way for the man to have a change is to have a change in his heart. And the only way man can have a change in his heart is by a new birth. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." And the only way we can improve our social lot in the world is to have Christ in our hearts, to believe in Him, to trust Him as our own Savior. Not only that, but in the third place, Jesus Christ is the light of the religious world. Everybody has some kind of religion, whether it's homemade or whether it comes out of a school system, or whether it comes out of a denomination or a church or some institution of religion, everybody has some kind of religion. Worldwide, there are 11 major religions, and then these are divided into many groups. So there's no man anywhere who doesn't have some taint of religion. But beloved, religion is not the answer. Religion will not get you to heaven. Religion will not save your soul. Religion will leave you only in the clutches of darkness. You need the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every man apart from Christ is living in a world of religious darkness. And if you will come today to the point in your life, in your thinking, in your religious overtones, if you'll come to the place when you recognize that your religion as such is not good enough, but that you need Christ in your heart, if by faith you will simply open the door of your heart and invite the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, to come in, all of the darkness and the superstition and the fear and the tradition of some dead religious system will vanish, and Jesus Christ will bring light and life into your heart. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." I'm speaking now to some people who think you can go to heaven through your denomination or through your church or through your system of religion. But beloved, your system of religion and your denomination and your church, regardless of what church it is, cannot get you to heaven. You can be baptized or sprinkled. You can partake of the Lord's table. You can reform in your own heart and so-called turn over a new leaf and do all of these things. But unless you have Christ in your heart and in your life, you cannot go to heaven. I repeat, Jesus said, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life." Without His way, there's no going. Without His light, there's no seeing. Without His life, there's no living. All men apart from this wonderful light of Christ are dying in darkness. But beloved, there is hope. You don't have to go on in your religious darkness. You don't have to go on in your superstition or fear or bondage of some religion. All you need to do is to exercise faith in the Lord Jesus. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you, and believe that He arose from the grave for you. Believe in your heart today that Jesus Christ is able to save you, and He'll do it right now. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Jesus Christ can be the light of your own personal world. I read a story about a young girl, 12 years old, who took her 7-year-old brother down into the Carlsbad Caverns on a tour. And when the time came that all the lights were turned out, the 7-year-old brother became very frightened, and he cried out, and his sister leaned over and whispered in his ear, "Don't cry, buddy. There is someone here who knows where the light is, and He will turn it on." And I would say to you, in the midst of your darkness, in the midst of your fear, in the midst of all of the despondency and despair and bondage of your life, in the midst of that darkness that shrouds your soul this moment, don't cry. Do not despair. Don't give up. There's someone here who knows where the light is, and that someone is Christ. He said, "I am the light of the world." And beloved, He can be the light of your world right now. How can He be, preacher? It's simple. As A, B, C. A, all have sinned. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. C, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. believing in your heart, and the Bible says you can be saved. And you can do that right now by your radio, and I trust that you will. Simply pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know, friend, right now, the light of Christ will shine in your heart, and darkness will flee, and you can have the assurance that your sins are forgiven and that heaven is your home. I trust that this moment, right now, you'll do it. Then I hope again that you'll come today to Worth Baptist Church. Share with us in the good things of the Lord as we celebrate our 20th anniversary. Remember, our anniversary Sunday school begins at 10. Our anniversary services are at 11 this morning and 7 this evening. And our guest speaker is my brother, R.J. Barber, Jr., who organized this church and pastored it for 8 years. This day will be a great day for us, and we want you to share it with us at Worth Baptist Church today. May the Lord bless you as you come. So until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.